I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Christians respond as volcanic eruptions threaten thousands, and hope illuminates desperate communities in the United States. Find your place in these stories and more right now on Mission Network News. Mount Ruang is keeping Indonesia's disaster management agency on alert. The volcano had at least 8 large to medium eruptions over the last week. FMI has ministry partners in Indonesia. Here's FMI's Bruce Allen.
Authorities are concerned that the volcano itself, the mountain, will collapse into the sea. And if people have seen photos of glaciers in Alaska calving and just dropping into the water, you can imagine what happens if a mountain does that. And so there's a tsunami alert, because that could trigger tsunamis.
Thousands of people are being evacuated.
We want to pray for the people who are impacted. We know of 11,000 people whose lives are upended this week because of evacuation. We want to pray that those evacuations go smoothly.
And pray also for local Christians in areas receiving evacuees.
I've been on a volcano while it's erupting, and I was able to see how the majority population are just thinking of themselves. It's the Christians who really reach out and make sure the people are being fed, have water, things like that. So pray that people would encounter Jesus through the actions of Christians at this time.
Meanwhile, Amnesty International says the United States is responsible for alleged human rights abuses in Syria. A recent report claims that because the U.S. set up camps for Islamic State detainees, it's responsible for thousands of people within the camps. The camps are only one of Syria's many woes. Samuel is with Redemptive Stories.
So many people have just closed their eyes to what's taking place and the horrific realities, because there's other more pressing needs, Gaza, Ukraine, things that are higher up on the headline list.
Nearly 17 million people will need humanitarian aid to survive in 2024, up from 15.3 million last year.
Syria is a mess in and of itself. The economic situation only continues to worsen. There's more issues that creates more difficulty for Christians to stay. The whole country continues to subsist on the generosity of people outside the country.
Before war broke out in 2011, extreme poverty was virtually non-existent in Syria. Today, over half of all Syrians live in extreme poverty, while 90% are below the poverty line.
Many families are sending the young men to other countries where they can procure work and send money to help the elderly or the young back in Syria.
Please ask the Lord to have mercy on Syria and pray that people receive help for today and hope for tomorrow.
The suffering of 20 million people in that space continues to motivate our hearts to ask God to intervene.
And Hutchcraft Ministries dedicated a 20,000 square foot facility this past weekend as a beacon of light and hope for Native youth. MNN's Ruth Kramer.
Epidemic substance abuse, sexual abuse, suicide, and isolation. Native youth in the United States are young people who have no dreams. On April 20th, On Eagle's Wings, a division of Hutchcraft Ministries, dedicated the new 22,000 square foot leadership training center in Harrison, Arkansas. It sits on 75 acres and stands as a testament of investment in Native youth, a place where they feel safe and seen. Ron Hutchcraft, founder of Hutchcraft Ministry, says,
those are things they've never felt and never experienced, or seldom have. If you don't feel safe, you are not going to out the pain and the hurt. You're not going to risk transparency. It requires a climate of safety for them to learn it and then do it and then to talk about it.
The center equips these young adults for 9 months with the tools they need for a lifetime of service and leadership to Native people. From despair to discipleship, hope has a name, and its name is Jesus. Ruth Kramer, Mission Network News, Harrison, Arkansas.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You help bring stories of the heroes of the faith and a voice for the voiceless. Consider giving today. Look for the support tab at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Todd Morris.